Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Andy Jacobs.
And this is the H&J Daily with some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. Well, the quality of broadcaster was massively upgraded when the brilliant John Pienaar came in.
Oh, yeah.
Not only is he...
I thought you meant me for Charlie.
Oh, no, no chance.
Carried away then.
Yeah, that's how I talk you up, of course.
Oh, yeah, always.
John Pienaar from Times Radio came in, and he's a big Palace fan, so we reflected on their fine victory last night. We also were joined by Andy Parsons, comedian, who's extended his tour, and it's got a bit of a football-y celebrity lookalike,
yeah,
which we touched on.
You seem keen to talk about lookalikes, and he wanted to talk about his tour.
Yeah, OK. Well, I think we got the balance kind of right.
I think
or maybe
so, yeah.
Not. And what else did we do? We had a chat, didn't we?
Yeah.
I think that'll do us, won't it? Yeah, OK, well, Clips of the Month we brought.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Here it all
thriller.
Is. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Andy.
Yes, good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon, Paul. And what a shock that was last night, really.
Yeah.
Well,
was it?
Except it
I
wasn't.
Mean,
after
I'm in my accumulator, I had Palace to win, not 4-0, although some people not a million miles away from me at 1-0 saw the writing on the wall and had a little flutter on 4-0.
I did. I had a fiver on 4-0. And I had, wow. To be fair, I had a fiver on 3-1 as well. But so it meant the last 10 minutes, yeah, of a game that would normally be moribund,
yeah,
was actually quite exciting
of
for
course,
me.
Yeah, great.
16-1.
Oh, well done.
Fiver on it, so that's,
yeah,
all right.
That's quite good odds the way Manchester United have been going.
Mm. I loved the bit at the end. They showed the fans and they went, look at those United fans. They've travelled all this way and they're still singing. Yeah, all this way. Where from? Essex.
Oh, come on, Andy.
Come on.
That's feeding into the old cliche.
Well, it's absolutely
actually,
true.
I thought they were amazing last night. They keep singing like that.
Yes.
They try to get behind them. But
although Goldbridge was less keen, Mark Goldbridge.
Yes, he certainly was. Yeah,
he,
yeah,
says at one point, because I was listening to it, I was watching it because it was very entertaining. He said he'll keep doing this until United win the league. Oh, blimey, you'll be doing this when you're my age. I'll be gone and Pep will be in the home.
Yeah. Quite possibly, yeah. Anyway, Jay Motty's going to join us, give us his take from the Stretford paddock. And don't worry, Palace fans. Our old mate Kevin Day was railing today that Palace not being shown enough respect. John Pienaar's going to pop in and see us from Times Radio. Legendary broadcaster. But John's a big Palace fan as well, so he's popping in.
Yeah,
and
lots,
we're going to talk
lots
about
of positive stuff.
Yeah.
Wharton is like a left-footed Declan Rice. There's, yeah, definitely a case for him to go to the Euros, I think.
A bit early, I think.
Maybe.
Probably
he looks
a bit
really
early.
A player, though.
You, yeah, know, he does.
And the thing about Elise and Eze, they're so brilliant together. But the problem is, the Palace won't probably sell both of them.
No.
But if one goes, the other one's going to immediately be thinking, yeah, well, I'd like a bit of that too. You know, say Elise goes to Man U and he's on 150 grand a week. Eze's going to be thinking, well,
possibly
what about
more
me?
Than that, I would imagine.
Well, whatever, you know what I'm saying. So,
that was a bit Dr. Evil, that was. If he's going to Manchester United on a big bumper new payday contract, I think he'll probably get more than that.
Well, he might.
I won't get out of bed for 150 grand a week, is what he'll probably say.
There was a great Photoshop in the Daily Star yesterday or Saturday of Oliver Glasner.
Yeah.
There was a story about the fact
your
that.
Your mate Oliver Glasner, you met him on the train.
Since I met him on the train.
Since you met him on the train, results have really picked up. What did you say to him?
I'm taking all the credit.
Play with a back three, Hughes and Wharton in midfield.
Yeah.
Yeah, get those boys
get a game
back
out
for injury.
Of Mateta.
Yeah, Mateta.
Mateta, yeah.
Mateta, Mateta. Mateta, Mateta, Mateta.
You say Mateta, and I say Mateta.
I thought we had problems with Max Malins. three goes at that. Our producer is quite taken with Mateta because he tucks his shirt in. And he does love a player who
untucks it.
He does love a player who tucks his shirt in.
What's his name,
so,
that bloke? Anyway, it says the only sport he doesn't really like is cricket.
Yeah, I saw that.
So this was their they did a Photoshop of him bailing out. This is the closest Glasner would come to enjoy cricket, and they sort of stuck his head with no neck.
Yeah,
on a wicketkeeper doing a stumping.
That's quite. I mean, that's a real couple of seconds they've put into that. They've just literally cut his head out on the system and stuck it on, haven't they?
Rubbish,
yeah. Maybe someone's got to take. Maybe he's angling for a couple of free tickets. Maybe he'll go off to.
I think he prefers the 100 to Test cricket.
Oh, okay. I think he probably. He did say that the idea of watching something for 5 days, which is probably what it felt like for the Manchester United fans in the stadium last night. So, a couple of things to get you going on today. The producer. I mean, I don't know how this has happened. We currently find ourselves with our entire production team, our producer and assistant producer, both being gooners. Which, of course, at the moment is an absolute joy.
Yeah, yeah.
And the producer said, I see a little story for the show. Camden have brought out, because they are the official beer supplier to Arsenal.
Oh, yeah.
They have brought out the Invinza beer. Would you like to cover it? I said, no, you're all right. I'm covering it now, so he's got his wish, isn't he? And then he said, I can get a case in, if you like. I said, well, I won't be touching it, mate.
That's always a bit more
I'd rather do what Glenn would call the Sarah Miles situation in the case of the Invinza beer. Look it up. But, it did strike me. It's an old carrot, as Billy Bonds once said.
I did look at her askance.
Yeah, we do love. No, come on, please. We do love one of those product boycotts. We've had some great stories over the years. So if you want to add to the list. Those things you found yourself, I mean, you know, not forever, but certainly in the time that they were a rival sponsor or involved. Maybe it was a real tenuous link to your rival club, which is why you boycotted a product. So give us your stories this afternoon off the back of the... I mean, I like a Camden as well, I'm afraid the Invinza beer can will
no
be
good,
passing me by.
Disaster,
I'm that petty. TalkSport.com, text 81089, tweet TSHNJ or 03717223344 to get in touch. The celebrity cruise, the good people of the Sun have done a big piece today on celebrity cruises, which are a big deal. So it must be a lovely gig if you are a celebrity. Like you get a sort of 15, 16 day cruise, and really all you've got to do is be yourself. Yeah. You just got to basically. Just tell stories of, like, for example, the fine actress Sue Holdness of Boyce's wife, of course, Marlene, in Only Fools and Horses. Yeah. She's got a lovely cruise coming up. She gets sort of a couple of weeks. Yeah, you're doing all of the impressions, eh? Do you do Max Malins as in Raylins? So she's got. Where is she going from? Yeah, if you want to get stories. So I said to David, I said to, and he said to me, type stories from Sue, Southampton, right? Beautiful Tenerife, all round the Canary Islands, finishing up in Lisbon.
Stories by the time I got to the end of the what's in that place in Southampton.
Imagine, I wonder if... So Sue goes on that last night just as they're pulling into Lisbon. So anyway, the day we film Falling Through the Bar, and there must be completeness from day one going, told us that one, Sue. Told us that one. Oh, did I? Sorry, okay, let's think of some other one. Did I do... Yeah, you've done that one, Sue, yeah. No, I'm sure it's not
Sue's uncle, Joe, used to go every year on the QE2.
Do you know him?
Sue's uncle.
Oh, sorry, if it meant Sue Holderness.
No.
Oh, okay.
My wife.
Oh, okay.
Sue Holderness's uncle wasn't Joe Loss, but my wife's was.
This is getting very confusing.
Alan Wicker. Wicker used to be on the cruise as well.
Okay, all right. Fair enough.
I know.
I'll come and see you tomorrow. Bring some banana. I feel like if I'm sitting in the home with him this afternoon just telling me these stories.
Gosh.
You can go on one where you
can see the insult.
You can,
it's so insulting.
You can spend 2 weeks with Peter Beardsley at sea, held captive. That would be good, wouldn't it?
Peter Beardsley?
Yeah, Peter really? Beardsley. All the stories from Peter's incredible career. You're at sea for 2 weeks.
Career. No, I couldn't stand that at all.
Imagine that. Imagine you didn't.
Don't mind a ferry across the Mersey or something. It might be all right with Peter.
Imagine you didn't know. And you're on the boat and you say, your big Sunderland family. All of you on the boat. Oh, I can't wait for the entertainment. I bet it's great. 2 weeks with Peter Beardsley at sea.
He's not going to be doing 2 weeks.
Anyway, the reason we have you been on the celebrity cruise? What was it like? I mean, I don't mean like singers or comedians, because obviously they're doing a turn, but the people who are just
people like Alan Titchmarsh,
the people who are just themselves. I mean, how much gardening can you do when you're halfway across the Atlantic? He must just take a bag. He must just take a bag of compost with him and like a window box and just show you.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Joining us now, stalwart of Mock the Week for many years, comedian, talkie fan. It is Andy Parsons. Good afternoon, Andy.
Yeah, hello there. Nice to see you.
Yeah, good to see you, Andy. Yeah, I was just doing a little sort of search. It's always great to do an online search of someone before they join you as a guest.
Because you've no idea who I am. It's not like
I know the face. I just couldn't remember the name. But I just thought you might have been up to something new, something quirky. Mm. But what I've found is a whole sea of people comparing you to Manchester United manager Erik ten Hag. I've got to tell you, I haven't known you for a long time. It hasn't struck me before.
Fairly shortly, mightn't I?
You might.
Yeah. I mean, look, you look a bit like him, but you don't look that much like him to the sea of people saying, how's Andy doing at Manchester United? I take it the comparisons have been drawn to you personally, have they?
Yeah, no, very much so. And obviously a few comedy performances going in and people enjoying my work as manager of Manchester United.
Yeah, you don't want him being funnier than you with the teams he puts out. It's not like
last night was it was excellent work. Yeah. First and fourth goal.
Could get him to open for you. Mm. He may have some time on his hand. Have some time on his hands soon.
He might be employing me to take some flack fairly recently.
Yeah, that's true. That's one of those body doubles going in and out of Old Trafford.
Looking, are you playing Manchester? I'm not sure.
Yes, that would be fantastic.
Wonderful vote of confidence, though. You're not going to get sacked before the FA Cup final.
Yeah, it's great, isn't
as
it?
Always. thank you, everyone.
Terrific.
Waiter champagne. Yeah. your show, Andy, is called Bafflingly Optimistic.
Yeah, well, you know, when you're eighth in the table, that's what you got to do, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, you know what? We Steve Anglesey, an old pal of ours, a friend of the show, Manchester City fan. We thought he had a striking resemblance to Jurgen Klopp. Jurgen in his slightly shaggier beard, longer hair, early days as a Liverpool manager.
He did.
And we floated the idea to a top lookalikes agency, and they gave us short shrift, I think it's fair to say. And having looked at the list of lookalikes they have, Andy, including like an Edward VII lookalike, who's going to book him for a kids' party? I mean, there are some people in the lookalike. I don't know if you've ever had the pleasure of going through the lookalikes industry book, but there's some people in there you think, when are they ever going to get work?
Well, it's funny you should say it, because obviously I spend most of my afternoons looking through the lookalikes industry. I mean, what a cracking way to pass the time that is.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go soon, aren't I? And everybody's going to be having a go at me because Manchester United not doing as well as they should be.
That is very true. I mean, I'm looking down the list of historical people. You can book Gandhi, Calvin Cooper as Gandhi. I mean, just with respect, unless he's going to carry it off like Ben Kingsley did, how much work is he like?
I've seen that even Ben Kingsley would struggle to be Gandhi these days, with the way everything's going. I'm not sure that's going to be... I think casting would go a different way these days.
Yes, like Lenin. Simon. He's not even got a surname. He's like Madonna. It just says Simon. He plays Vladimir Lenin.
Yeah, I reckon I could do Lenin. I could do Ten Hag. I've got a few there. Really? Yeah.
Well, look, we'll send a picture into the lookalikes agency, Andy.
I'm hoping to not have to. I'm bafflingly optimistic that I won't have to do that.
No, that's a very good way to bring it back to your tour.
Well, yeah. I was hoping to, but
I'm just trying to find you lookalike work, Andy, just in case.
To be honest, I'm hoping to maybe become Jacobs if I need to. I'll whack the cap on. I've got every chance. More stubble.
That's a good idea.
You've added some extra dates as well, as you're going on into the autumn, aren't you?
Yeah, extended. We're going to be up to about 110 by the end of it. So still hoping to attract you two. We're doing Leicester Square Theatre next week, so hoping that the two of you might come along. I believe you saw a tour, would it have been a couple of tours ago? So
yeah, we did see you. It was great. I very much
enjoyed it, Andy. It was a couple of tours ago, yeah. It was a great night, yeah.
Did you bring your son along, if I remember rightly, as well, for one?
Yes, I did, yeah. We came along at one of your other evenings as well. That was right. That was a lot of fun. Scott, blimey, you have extended. I've just turned the page over.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, you're going right off into the autumn.
Oh, yeah, Friday the 4th of October, you're in Salford at the Lowry, so that's perfect.
That's so it.
Eric's still there.
You know, frankly, this is, you know, what I've been doing over the last 3 months, having been sacked off the FA Cup final.
All the City fans will be coming up shaking your lovely shoulder. The United fan said, I couldn't go over that hump of him looking like Ten Hag. I wanted to laugh. He's a funny man. I've always liked Andy Parsons. I just couldn't get over that hump. I'm sure it won't come to that, Andy. I'm sure it won't come to that. Again, I'm looking at this. Nancy Dell'Olio. I mean, how much work does the Nancy Dell'Olio look like? I don't want to carry on about this, Andy. I don't want it to become...
But that's just basically a wig, isn't it? I mean, you know, it's a lot of dark, curly hair, that, isn't it?
I mean, I'm showing Andy...
Reckon I could pass off Nancy Dell'Olio.
She looks good.
You'd have to shave... She shaved the beard off her. You'd have to shave yours off as well, of course, if you were going to play
I'll just have my face mask on for the lower bit, and nobody will know.
Tremendous.
So, about you. So, tell us a bit about some of the stuff you'll be covering. I mean, a lot of stuff's gone on in the world, and people will know you as a man with a kind of a keen eye on politics and stuff. So, I'll take it that'll be sort of a feature.
Everything they say we can't talk about, we'll be talking about. So, we're doing statues, we'll be doing transgender debate, Rwanda, Ukraine, quantitative easing. Come and have a laugh at quantitative easing.
The quantitative easing bit. Fantastic.
And then just a tiny bit about biscuits at the end to make sure that everybody's on board.
Good stuff. Perfect. Good stuff. And do you rarely venture down to Torquay these days? I mean, we get our fix of Torquay through our own Charlie Baker.
Well, I mean, Nottingham Forest complaining about 4 points. Poor old Torquay was 11 points, but we still successfully mid-table.
Yeah,
come
true.
On.
They stayed up.
You did survive. Yeah, that was.
And
good
if news. We'd have got those 11 points back, do you know where we'd have been? No. Still mid-table.
That's good.
Yeah, I was thinking that. I mean, if Forest haven't got their points back today, if they don't, I mean, how much difference those 4 points would have made? It costs money, of course, in the Premier League.
Oh, yeah.
It's worth a fortune for you. So, Kojak, for example, Drew Liddell, he goes out as Kojak.
Don't mention Kojak, it's a bit cruel.
No, I'm just saying he goes out as Kojak. I mean, how much work does he get now, I'm wondering? How much work does the Telly Savalas lookalike suddenly get these days? I'm just wondering.
I reckon, and then he puts on the wig and does Nancy Dell'Olio for the
afternoon. Well, I wig at weekends, I'm Nancy, and then midweek I do all my Kojak work.
I mean, how long does he have to have the lollipop in his mouth just to pass it off?
Yeah, that's true. Just, I really hate these things, but I just have to, it's all part
He's
of the
got
show.
No teeth.
Yeah, that's right. Tremendous. They've all rotted. A very gummy Kojak. It's like Kojak in his later years. What would have happened after all those sweets? Now, I've been talking earlier on, Andy, about the joys of the celebrity cruise, where a celebrity such as yourself... I mean, have you done the cruise ships, Andy?
No, successfully avoided them so far. Yeah, no. I'd much rather go round, playing beautiful theatres round the country on tour, do stuff that I've written, rather than just people going, is that the bloke? Is that him? Is he himself or has he been somebody else?
I just wonder, I mean, a lot of people, it's not just the old school comics who do the cruises. I think a lot of different comics do it. But it's that thing, Andy, I guess, of... You go on stage and you're staring into the faces and maybe you go down a storm. Maybe it's not your audience for whatever reason.
As I understand it, there aren't too many people who go down a storm on the cruises in terms of the comedy.
Yeah, you don't want to go down in a storm. You just want to go down a storm. There's a very fine line on a cruise ship.
But there was one bloke who was telling me, I mean, to be honest, it's the different end of the market. It's the people who don't do the touring anymore. I think if you can tour nice theatres around the UK, you don't tend to go on the cruises, do you?
No, that's certainly true.
But there was one bloke who was saying that it's a fairly miserable experience. And what he does is he goes on stage with the wig on and then he can take it off and enjoy the rest of the cruise without getting any abuse.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah,
you know. So I mean, but now we know he can actually make a second living as Nancy Dell'Olio.
Yeah,
so it's all
or Kojak, depending. I was once come up. If you're interested, it's 2 weeks with Peter Beardsley. basically.
I'll be honest, he could hardly string a sentence together when he was interviewed about the football, so I'm not sure what he'd manage over 2 weeks.
I think he's. I hope he's not in charge of the ship. He's a celebrity captain. That would be fantastic.
He'll be all running down one side, but with no end product.
It did make me think that there was probably all those years ago on the Titanic some old music hall act who was booked to go on there and tell stories of the Finsbury Park Empire and sadly never came back. Well, Andy, we haven't got to worry about the cruise ships yet. You're still very successfully touring the fine theatres of Great Britain.
Well, I look forward to going on a cruise ship at some stage. And I've got a Hawksby and Jacob lookalikes who are there.
Yes.
Doing the 1-4 slot.
That would be brilliant. So go and check out Andy's extended dates. He's got a couple more. Leicester Square Theatre on the 15th of May. Wedmore Arts Festival, Evesham Town Hall. Then he picks up again in September.
We've got about another 30 dates. So there's Manchester, there's Harrogate Theatre, where I did a DVD, a beautiful old theatre in Harrogate. And Liverpool, Everyman, I've not done, but looking forward to doing that. So it'd be lovely.
Excellent. Lovely. Good to talk to you as always, Andy. Thanks very much. Take it easy.
Cheers, guys.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
And we're also going to be talking Forest. So that news that they'll be getting no extra points back.
Personally, looking at the rulings, and it seems a bit unlucky the way they judged it. You know, I think they were right. On a business level, they were right to hang on for Spurs to buy Brennan Johnson. They were right to turn down. They made 17 million more than they would
have. The trouble is, other clubs like Wolves had to make big calls that they didn't particularly want to make, but they knew if they didn't, they'd fall foul of the rules.
I suppose so. You've
got a set of rules that they all vote for.
Yeah, I don't know why they did. The rules are terrible. The force. What they do is they force. You'll see the same thing in June as well. Clubs are going to be basically giving away players, and then after June ends, July, then it'll be a sort of,
Interesting to hear from Hull fans as well this afternoon, because
seems a bit harsh on the face of it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not that closely. He always struck me as a really sort of articulate and very good young coach.
Three points off the playoffs.
He did have a lot of support this year and made a lot of big signings, and maybe they spelt that out, said, you know, the kind of money and the commitment we've made, you know, playoffs is a minimum. So maybe that was always going to be the case. I don't know. So, but Hull fans, you know, you're much closer to it.
Yeah,
than
they'll
us.
Know more.
TalkSport.com/H&J. You can text to 81089. You can tweet to TSH&J 03717223344. Anything else you want to talk about?
Yeah, I went to the game on Sunday with my old friend Paul Hardcastle.
Oh, yeah. Of 19.
That's
fame,
right.
Of course,
and the district line wasn't running to Fulham Broadway. So he sent me a text saying he was running late. So I thought he might be 19 minutes late.
Yeah, minutes.
But actually, in the end, it was more like 29.
Oh, OK, 29. OK, not nice to follow up the eagerly awaited follow-up single.
I was saying to you, I was a bit baffled by Tottenham on Sunday. They started well. I was looking at the
team. Well, they kind of did. They tippy-tapped it about a bit, but they didn't have any threat, did they?
I don't know. It's hard to know what the difference is between the autumn, when they were playing with verve and excitement and everything. Yeah. They haven't got that. There's no confidence. There's no energy in the play. It's quite hard. It's the same players apart from Udogi.
I wonder, maybe a kind of microcosm of what you're talking about happened in that moment at half-time when Romero turned on Emerson Royal and they had a few words. Because I think when the manager, again, the manager says there's going to be big changes next year. And so those boys who know they're on the way out, he's still having to get a tune out of some of those guys every week. And I'm sure I'm sure Romero looks at him and thinks, well, at least, I won't be playing alongside a fullback that switches off every 5 seconds next season. And Emerson Royal's agent is probably saying, don't worry, Emerson, next year, you know, you'll be at a nice club, which is fits your needs and your skills, you know, not a sort of mad kamikaze basket case football. But you know what I mean? Everybody would be having their own agendas at the moment. And maybe there's just been a bit of a slacking off because of that. I don't know, but it's very hard to put your finger
on
bulk of the same players, albeit with a few injuries and suspensions and not quite finding their form again. It struck me
Madison hasn't found his form after injury. That's normal.
He's not been able to,
that happens,
not been able to pick it up. But I don't think the selections have helped. You've got to play Richarlison from the start against Burnley at the weekend. Definitely Son on the left and Johnson on the right. I hope that's what he's going to do anyway.
Would make sense, and Ivan Toney would be a good signing, I think. And you can see
you think Ivan Toney's
he didn't play great on Saturday, but look, he's done enough to prove his point. I mean, It was a strange game, really. Wasn't much in it for either team. Just wasn't. It was a typical end of season game. But you just felt. I've seen him play a lot better than that. But you know, it's fair enough, really. See Lando Norris. Congratulations to him. Won a Formula One race, as you know, for the first time.
Yeah.
It was all down to Donald Trump, apparently.
Yeah, that's right.
Honestly.
Only Donald Trump could turn up to support a young driver and say, I'm your lucky charm.
Told Norris he was his lucky charm.
Yeah.
Honestly.
He said, I don't know if you're going to be coming to any more races. I wouldn't think so.
No.
I don't think you'd be.
Donald is someone you have to respect in many ways. Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, really.
I am your lucky charm, he said. Fantastic.
What's some planning news?
Oh, you got some planning news?
Planning news, yeah.
Okay, well, maybe we can find the jingle.
Football related.
Okay, go on then.
So Jim Radcliffe, I don't know who he is. Is there a Jim Radcliffe?
The thing is, if you're Jim Radcliffe, wouldn't that be great if the old checks start turning up, wouldn't it?
It would.
From his business. Imagine the shot one day.
It's unlikely.
Getting a cheque for about 5.6 million quid.
Planning news.
So Jim Ratcliffe. Yes.
Has won an 18-month planning battle after putting up buildings at his £6 million holiday home.
Hmm.
The billionaire was accused of turning the property into an industrial site.
Why do you read out loud when you can't read out loud?
After he built a honey-making factory.
Yeah.
Two huge barns. Hmm. A tennis court and a pergola without permission.
Okay. Mm. Pergola or pergola?
Pergola. Pagoda? Pergola.
We'll ask Max Malins if he's got a pergola later on, shall we?
Pergola, as in burglar.
As pergola, as in burglar. Yeah, that's it, yeah.
That's the one, yeah. Hold on. Anyway, he's won, so it means he won't have to abandon his family beekeeping business.
Oh, that's great news. We'll all have a drink on that tonight. That is great news.
Good for him. Is it under the Ineos brand?
I've got no idea. They're the marginal gains.
I'll have a pot of Ineos honey.
All the bees have got marginal gains.
They have.
As a Burnley fan, I used to boycott KFC in protest at the Blackburn Venky owners. Very glad that they've left Blackburn. Back to my chicken bucket, says James from Oxford.
Have they left Blackburn?
I didn't know they had.
I didn't know they had.
This is off the back of the Invincible.
So they're still there, says Rufus.
Yeah, I thought they were still there. Yeah. You're eating Venky's chicken. James. What is it? I don't. Anyway, take it up with the colonel. It's nothing to do with me. He's dead, though, isn't he?
The colonel?
Yeah, I'm only joking. Yeah, Invincibeer. Invincibeer is the new Camden range that they're bringing out at Arsenal. And it's got the Arsenal crest on it. Not going to be a massive sell around my way.
Anywhere.
No, it will be. Of course, the Arsenal,
Arsenal
fans would love it. But I was making the point that I probably... If we get a case in, I probably wouldn't drink any. So we're asking about some of those products. Look, it's an old, as we said, an old chestnut, but some of those products you have boycotted over the years, we always like to add to the list. What else have we got here? The Chancery at Sheffield Wednesday and his involvement with John West, apparently. My wife is banned from putting any John West products in our fridge.
Do you mean she rejects John West?
I think she, yeah.
It can't be possible.
This is Steve in Rotherham as opposed to Steve Rotherham.
Of course, fair enough.
Mayor of Liverpool. Thank you for that. What else have we got? Manchester United fans, I'll have Jose Mourinho back tomorrow.
Oh, no.
Says Fassin Salford, but 75% of those terrible players need their contracts paid up. If only football worked like that.
It doesn't work like that.
Of course not. And Sir Jim Ratcliffe has been pretty active in the media since coming in at Manchester United. But the fact he hasn't really come out and openly backed Eric Ten Hag is damning. I'd like to see Tuchel or Luis Enrique.
Luis Enrique is a good manager.
Replacing Ten Hag.
He interviewed for the Chelsea job, but I don't know, either he didn't like it or they didn't like him. But yeah, no, he's done a good job at PSG. Big game for them tonight. We're going to talk about that later.
We're going to have a look at that game a little bit later on. Yes, delicately poised, as we say.
These people who write to the papers about football. What's all this rubbish about Martinez, Emi Martinez, being a brilliant goalkeeper just because he saves two penalties? If he was that good, he should have saved all of them. He's brilliant, isn't it? Honestly.
Yeah.
People. Ridiculous.
That's the difference.
Yeah. He did win shootouts in the World Cup, but that's not good enough for you.
What a career that would be, the goalkeeper who never let in a penalty. I don't think that's ever happened.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
We've talked Manchester United after last night's 4-0 defeat at Selhurst Park, but what about Palace and the fine job the new manager's doing there? John Pienaar, Times Radio's very own, is a Palace regular and, well, you know, show permitting, of course, for evening games. Good afternoon, John.
Hi.
Yeah, occasionally you said you have, because you finish at 8 on Times Radio, so you've kind of rushed off to make the second half.
Yeah, it is possible to get a train from London Bridge down to Norwood Junction and run to the ground, and you get there for the second half at least. Last night, I just wanted to get my eyes on it as quickly as possible, so I got home quickly. And there it was, we were 2-0 up by the time I got home.
Wow.
This run, it is like the best party you've ever been to, even though there's no booze. And that is really, so I think it's the best I've seen at Selhurst Park.
Mm. I don't know the stats to back this up, but I have a feeling that teams that finish strongly in one season often start well, and vice versa. Sorry, Paul.
Yes.
And Tottenham. Yeah. But, you know, so that is a good sign for Palace.
Well, I mean, obviously that's the big hope now. I mean, you know, we had that. It hasn't been a great season. And I'll tell you, a couple of months ago, just like 8 weeks ago, I was not the only Palace fan who was really, really worried about relegation. Mm. You know, I looked at the remaining fixtures and the games that we're winning now and winning in such style. I thought, no chance.
Yeah.
You know, and the way the bottom three playing it out, slugging it out, I could easily see us slipping down there and out. And that was in my mind. And it's a nightmare you have when you're sort of a, you know, bottom half, bottom third team. But that's what we were afraid of, an awful lot of us. And now we look like a team which wouldn't be out of place playing for a European spot.
Yeah.
And that's not just me, because I'm a Palace fan. I think that's just objectively true.
It's not as simple as just saying, you know, Roy didn't have Elise and Eze fit and firing together. There has been more to it. I mean, look, that certainly helps, but it's not the whole story.
Totally. I mean, you can see the mark of the coaching and the manager in the way this team is playing now. I'm talking about just the attacking philosophy, the attacking intent. Shots on goal. You know, we all love Roy, but, you know, there were times in that the end of that Roy period, we were not having a shot on goal, not just for a game, but for several games. And now you're getting 20 shots or more in a game. Mm. And you're seeing constant attacking, slick passing, teams trusting themselves and trusting each other. And you need a manager who can instill that sort of thing into a team, which Glasner has done.
Munoz has surprised me. He looks really good. And Mateta, everyone knows that Glasner's turned him round. I mean, he looks a completely different player.
I'd have contributed Mateta's bus fare a few weeks ago, and now look at him. He just can't stop scoring, and he's doing it every game. Look at the stats, and every chance he's going to go on doing it. And as you say, you know, it's about next season now. Although we've got some, you know, fun to come. We've got Wolves at the weekend, final game at home against Aston Villa. I think we're looking forward to that in a way we haven't looked forward to games for a very long time. But also going to be looking for next season, which is where the worry sinks in, because, you know, you've got Elise, you've got Eze, you've got maybe Gooey, you've got even Chet Decore, and then you've got our director of football, Dougie Freeman, who's been perhaps hunted out by Newcastle and Manchester United. We could suffer serious gaps in that closed season period. And we will. I don't know how bad they'll be, but we will. And then we're going to be, again, looking to Oliver Glasner to just do the business.
Do you think, is there, of all those players, the one that worries you most about losing, who's the one you think could be off next season?
I think at the moment, you know, I think Elise is maybe the most likely to go. I mean, you're going to see certainly Manchester United coming in with big offers with them. Liverpool have been sniffing around.
Yeah.
Any of those top four, top six would pay a lot of money, I suggest.
Yeah, if
now
Liverpool
for
lose Salah, that's another one that they could go for. That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, but I don't think they'll sell. It's difficult to sell both of them in the same window.
Well, you hope that's going to work that way.
Yeah.
It's difficult when a player really wants to go. It's quite difficult, isn't it? They're both in contracts. And when a player wants to go, it's quite difficult to hang on.
And how it affects the other one. Because if, you know, I was saying earlier, if Elisa goes to Manchester United, big transfer, big money, then Eze is going to be thinking, well, hang on a minute. But maybe they'll say to him, look, stay a year, he's still a young player.
Well, they did it with Elisa. It was a great triumph to get Elisa to sign another contract when he did. And you could have named the stand after Steve Parrish when he landed that one. But, I mean, you'd hope that Eze might be more likely to stick around, and that they'll have a lot of money, you know, to spend. Yeah. And hopefully they will find some good way to spend it.
He was on his way to Chelsea, but that fell through, so they bought Cole Palmer. It's funny how it works out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The goal from Schlupp, though, I've got to say, I think that's the purest strike of the season. The one, the left-footed one into the top corner.
Yes, last week, yeah.
What a strike.
I mean, this is the thing. It's not just been... I mean, it's Wharton's been doing brilliantly, and there's been a lot of focus on him. But Hughes has been great since Glasner's come in.
He's a player who's really stepped up.
Yeah.
And again, that, again, is a lot to do with the manager.
Yeah.
I mean, Adam Wharton, great signing, a spot by Dougie Freedman. And now people are talking about him as a £50 million midfielder.
He looks like a left-footed Declan Rice.
Well, he cost him 18, didn't he, I think, or something?
Sort of level.
He might go for a bit more.
Now they're talking about 50 million, thank goodness he's not supposed to go. But you talked about Will Hughes. People weren't sure about Will Hughes. He's loved. I mean, you hear the sound when he goes onto the pitch, the Hughes chant. But look, he steps up and he's faster, quicker. He's always been a bit aggressive and now he's channeling it better. I could go right through and say there's been a transformation, which I would have been nervous about saying out loud.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, after Liverpool, even after West Ham, and then Newcastle, you think, yeah, maybe I can just dare to say that even to myself now. The team is transformed.
Yeah. I mean, we were chatting earlier on, the producer is quite taken with the fact that everything's turned around for Mateta since he started tucking his shirt in. Surely it can't be as simple as that.
It's changed. That's definitely a change.
Yeah, yeah. Just freshened up the image. that has been quite amazing. As you said, he's looked devoid of confidence so often.
Yeah.
You never really fancied him. He's not the sort of player you'd send out to score the goal for your life. But these days, you probably would, wouldn't you?
That's exactly right. Yeah. I mean, if he was one of those players where, you know, if it's one-on-one, Mateta versus the goalkeeper, and you had to bet your life, you would bet your life on him not doing it, right? And now you would bet pretty heavily on him.
When you see a guy hit the ball that early with that confidence, then you know that they're in the mood.
I mean, I think that anyone can come up with a way to keep our best players on, and we've got a few of them now.
Yeah.
Then that person deserves a lot. I mean, I'm obviously going to write to anyone who looks as if they're going to go and just remind them how they're going to be happier at Crystal Palace and how the jerk chicken shack at the White Horse Lane end is still really good, and the Don Eagles fish and chip shop better than it's ever been, but that may not work with all of them. I don't know.
But you know, they're not all going to go. You know, they've got enough very good players now so that if they lose one or even two, and they'll have money to spend.
Yeah,
so.
Totally. Optimism, it's the last part.
And like, Gay came on as a sub last night, so that's all good. He's missed a lot. I mean, you've had keeping issues as well. So you've had to overcome a fair bit of stuff, you know, throughout the season with injuries.
We have. I mean, look, just for the point of view of suffering, we've earned a bit of happiness over this season. It was been miserable for a while there.
Yeah.
Again, no disrespect to Roy, but it was pretty grim, wasn't it? They were out of hearts.
Yeah.
It looks as if they could not buy a win.
Mm.
And we're used to misery at Selhurst Park over the years, but so this feeling of euphoria, and you can probably tell, just look at me, listen to me, it's euphoria.
This
is not something which is thick on the ground at Selhurst Park a lot of the time, and I feel really upbeat about it.
So you're going to take this upbeat mood into your show at 4 o'clock on Times Radio, eh?
Well, I mean, it's a different conversation.
I'm going to
look for a bit of light and cheer, but I'm going to be talking about the stories you know are there.
Yeah.
I mean, look, you get very serious. Gaza, for example, the crisis in Gaza, going to be looking at that. How bad can that get? It can get get very much worse. Is there any light at the end of that tunnel? Where is the end of the tunnel? So obviously that's going to be on the agenda. Going to be looking at some politics. Where on earth is the government going? Where on earth is the government going? Maybe a question that's being asked inside Downing Street quite a lot of the time because they don't seem to have a clue about that. And some other things too.
So that's all coming up at
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
Yeah, and 7 o'clock. Pino and friends, it gets a little chattier.
Yes, that's right. You just kind of review the day with some
hopefully
guests.
Hopefully as chatty as this, except more about politics.
So there we are, Times Radio, your election station. You can listen on DAB online, small speaker or Times Radio. Thank you, John. We'll catch up with you soon.
Perhaps Rishi Sunak needs to tuck his shirt in.
Well, I think he generally does. Yeah. Doesn't he? I mean, I think most... I've not seen him untucked. It's like the thick of it, isn't it?
Untucked.
The Ted Baker shirt untucked. Yeah. Anyway... thanks to John there talking a bit of Palace with us back at 5 on so Times exciting. Radio.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
There we are. That's how it all unfolded today. Andy is back with me tomorrow.
I am.
So I do hope you can join us from 1. We've got more Champions League football. We've got Real Madrid Bayern tomorrow night. They'll know one of them's going to be playing by this evening. So, that's a whole lot more coming up. Tomorrow, we'll see you then.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code Program.